Indicators associated with disorders of thinking, schizophrenia. 1. With schizophrenia, all those who care for verbal clients must try to know the content of any hallucination or delusion their client is experiencing or has experienced. A typical hallucination might involve a deep, loud, commanding male voice, repeatedly telling a client that he or she is worthless and must die. Caregivers are expected to pose a clear question, such as, "Are you hearing voices right now?" when clients are talking to themselves. 2. Caregivers of nonverbal clients must try to determine if hallucinations or delusions are occurring. Indicators of hallucinations include A. Staring to the side and nodding and making hand motions as though listening to a conversation others do not hear. B. Physically attacking an unseen other person. C. Staring with an angry or frightened expression at strangers or well-liked companions in a situation that does not require those emotions. D. Covering the eyes or ears as if to protect oneself when threats are not present. E. Frowning as though something smelled or tasted foul. F. Dressing in protective ways, such as wrapping on extra scarves or blankets when the weather does not require it. 3. The nature of schizophrenia prevents the client from understanding that the voices or other hallucinations or delusions are not real. The only treatment that is effective in decreasing the thought changes in schizophrenia is antipsychotic medication. Without medication, trying to orient clients to reality can bring on profound anxiety and even aggressive actions. Caregivers must know what psychiatric medications have been prescribed. 4. The major side effects of psychiatric medication are a further challenge to treating schizophrenia. Hallucinations and delusions often include the belief that antipsychotic medication is poison. In response to this belief, psychotic patients frequently pretend to swallow pills or cheek. Given this unchangeable reluctance to swallowing pills, clients often receive long-acting antipsychotic medications intramuscularly during monthly clinic visits. However, caregivers must always watch clients swallow their psychiatric medications.